early birthday gift to our buddy Jason Cairns is to start the best 5 minutes of the day. Glad a cappella hymns. This is My Father's World on WWIP. Huh? How's that?
3 days in a row.
I know.
Glad music leading into the best 5 minutes. It's good stuff.
There you go.
They're fun to listen to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always struck when I hear good a cappella music. I'm like, where are the instruments? I mean, the voices certainly are, but they can do things with their voices that are amazing to me.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And
yeah.
One of their classic songs, our dear friend Steve Snyder passed a couple of years ago, but there's songs we associate with him, and the song Be Ye Glad, the group Glad does as well as anybody. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, well, kind of a trip down memory lane, but hey, 2 weeks to the big birthday. I mean, welcome to the aging process, you know?
It's happening. It's coming. Yeah, I talked to my dad yesterday, who turned 72 yesterday.
Mm.
And so, you know, of course, he's aging a little further down the road than I am. And,
yeah.
But, you know, it happens to all of us, I think.
Yeah, one day at a time. I mean, if it doesn't happen to you, I mean, we know the alternative.
Right.
So anyhow.
There is an alternative. That's right. True.
That's why I'm grateful for Paul in Philippians 1:21. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, so let's see. A couple of thoughts this morning. Boy, it just feels, I feel like I'm missing an appendage without Larry Crabb's 66 love letters in my hand because we finished yesterday going through the story everyone needs to hear, the Bible in 66 paragraphs. So.
I'm still shocked that we made it through. I commend you for taking us all the way through that.
Yeah.
I didn't think we would make it, and yet here we are on the other side.
I know it. In fact, I don't believe it. Yesterday, I think I meant to, and we'll have to do it this morning. Aaron and Jeffrey Benward made up the duo Aaron Jeffrey for a while, right? And they, in terms of the Bible, right, they go through from Genesis to Revelation in song with their tune, He Is, I believe. So anyhow, we'll do that this morning in just a bit. But I was thinking, it was kind of tough getting up with late night rehearsal last night. We've got our dress rehearsal tonight, and then Sam Shovel, Private Eye, Crime Well Done. There's a crime going down at the most expensive restaurant in the city, and Sam Shovel and my son Dawson, who plays Sergeant Sullivan, are on the case undercover. So yeah, inviting folks to check this out Thursday and Friday night at 7 o'clock. But you know, late night rehearsal makes for a late night bedtime. So
that's true. So where's it going to be playing?
Yeah, Valley Brook Church, the remodeled Hollywood Theater downtown Eau Claire on Barstow Street, and you and Heather and the family are invited. Okay.
Very cool.
All right.
Yeah. Very cool.
All right. Yeah. So, but then it made me think this morning, like one of the more dramatic things in sports is when a boxer is down on the canvas, will they get up? And certainly Sylvester Stallone captured that in Rocky. But isn't it kind of that drama every morning when your alarm goes off and will you get off the bed, you know? So.
Yes. Yeah, it was interesting. Last night, Heather had to pick up Tessa, or was supposed to pick up Tessa, and she sets an alarm in case she falls asleep. And
yeah.
She turned off her alarm and went right back to sleep, so she didn't get up off the mat last night,
okay.
So I ended up picking up Tessa. But
yeah, right.
Yes, that, I definitely feel that in the mornings.
It's our daily drama.
Yes.
All right. And I think, was it Neil Sedaka did Breaking Up Is Hard to Do? And I thought it should have been Waking Up Is Hard to Do. All right. We've got Mark. Let's close out Mark 2:23-28 today.
Yeah, it says, one Sabbath day as Jesus was walking through some grain fields, his disciples began breaking off heads of grain to eat. But the Pharisees said to Jesus, look, why are they breaking the law by harvesting grain on the Sabbath? Jesus said to them, haven't you ever read in the scriptures what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He went into the house of God during the days when Abiathar was high priest and broke the law by eating the sacred loaves of bread that only the priests are allowed to eat. He also gave some to his companions. Then Jesus said to them, the Sabbath was made to meet the needs of people and not people to meet the requirements of the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath.
All right, and here's how Jason tackles those six verses in his devotional commentary in the entire New Testament, Letters to the Beloved. One Sabbath morning, Jesus was walking through a wheat field with his followers. They were hungry and began to pluck the heads off the grain and eat them. The ever-watchful Pharisees confronted Jesus, saying, don't your followers know that it's against God's law to work on the Sabbath? My son reminded them that even David, their model king, broke the law by eating the priest's bread. Sometimes people get so hung up on rule following that they miss my purposes. I did not give you the Sabbath for your punishment, but as a gift. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think the life we're given by God is a gift. And it's good to remember that he has paid the price for us and wants us to live and love well. And Sabbath is a part of that, to be able to rest and rest in his work that's been done.
Yeah, right. He sees the people, right? Not the rules.
Yes, so. Right on.
All right, friend. Happy birthday 2 weeks early. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
There we go. Jason Kanz, best 5 minutes of the day. And thanks for your comments about this segment here as you write us during October Connect Month. Looking to hear from 500 of you, and we've got it up to 250 Connects so far. So we're halfway there on October 11th. Pretty good. Let's keep it going. Hey, Cliff and Spooner checking in this morning at 715-396-1670. Says, good morning, Halvo. Great to hear Reckless Love. Corey Asbury started us off here in the 6 o'clock hour. Says, a couple of birthday shout-outs, please. Michael Kolbeck in Birchwood, he notes, is the big 6-0 today. Happy birthday, Michael. And Cliff says, fellow Menominee High School alum and saxophone supreme artist Sue Orfield is having a birthday today. Well, I saw her last night at rehearsal, Cliff, for Sam Shovel Private Eye, Crime Well Done, and she didn't say anything about it being her birthday today, but we've got the dress rehearsal tonight, so, I mean, we got to get some cake here. So just giving you, how about just a little bit of her incredible saxophone playing right now, taking us to the news at 7 on Whip. She is, again, fantastic sax player and saxophonist extraordinaire. So catch her in Sam Shovel Private Eye, Crime Well Done. Lots of stretches where she plays like old-time radio theater, huh? Don't miss it tomorrow and Friday night. Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show, continuing on from yesterday, Caleb.
Yes, and we're giving you a chance to win 2 tickets to the movies, courtesy of Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls or Eau Claire. Multiple locations now down by Festival and Mall Drive at the Oakwood Mall Downtown Cinema. And, of course, the Micon Stadium 8 in Chippewa Falls. You can see whatever movie you want. We've been recommending. Maybe go see the movie The Blind. Had a nice opening weekend. Surprised a lot of people, as some of these faith-based films usually do when you all support them. So, again, support Micon Cinemas. You're a local movie theater, and we have a chance to get you in for free if you can figure out Tuesday Trivia, which has now become Win It Wednesday. Somebody wants to call already.
Yeah.
Which is great. But
that's right.
Give us just a moment.
Yeah, so here's the deal. For October Connect Month, we received a $100 gift from a wonderful listener somewhere on planet Earth. It was not in the USA. We're grateful for all those, as we've talked about. And see that 250 Connects, Caleb? We reached the halfway mark.
Yeah, that's great.
A goal of 500. But, hey, let us know at 723-2555. Which country this generous gift came, and you've got the list of wrong answers.
I do. So, again, it did not come from any of these countries, though, again, Women Incorporated would gladly take a gift from any of these countries as well. But incorrect answers so far, not Honduras, not Canada, France, Germany, Norway, or Liberia, not China, Australia, or the Netherlands, not Mexico, Ireland, Italy, or England, not Uruguay, Croatia, Israel, Venezuela, Switzerland, Malaysia, Poland, Pakistan, or Tanzania. Those are all incorrect answers.
I've done the research, and they're now saying currently there are around 254 countries in the world. So we've got a lot of other guesses remaining.
Yes. So think about it, but not for long. Call us 715-723-2555. Let's jump right in. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry. She tried a couple times yesterday. Go ahead. What do you think?
I'm going to say Brazil.
Was it Brazil?
It was not.
It was not Brazil. I'm not going to buzz you, Sherry, because I didn't get the buzzer up in time. Thank you. Call back 715-723-2555.
I think one of the more guesses that caught us off guard today was Uruguay, right?
Yes, and I had to try and figure out how to spell it. So as I was recording the incorrect answers, good morning. It's a Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halva, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hey, Courtney, what do you think?
Is it the Czech Republic?
Is it the Czech Republic?
Is that the first time we had that guess? I guess
it is. I do believe so.
And that is not it, Courtney. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm recalling some part of a joke about the checks in the mail, but I cannot remember what it is.
Yeah.
So thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Wednesday morning?
Kenny from Rice Lake.
Hey, Kenny. Kenny.
And I'm going to guess Italy.
Italy. I do believe Italy was guessed, Kenny.
Italy
so
was guessed.
You can have a bonus guess, my friend. Do you want to guess another country?
Yes. Turkey.
Is it Turkey, Halvo?
That would be awesome if we got a gift from there, but that wasn't it.
It's not Turkey. Thank you, Kenny. Good job thinking on your feet, coming up with another country on the fly there, my friend. Well done. 715-723-2555.
We love to hear from those youngsters in the WIB Wake Up Show audience.
I think we have time for just a couple more guesses here, so let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Christy Eau Claire.
All right, Christy, go ahead.
New Zealand.
Was it New Zealand? And I'm thinking Phil Joel and Zealand worship and all of that.
And I'm thinking yesterday we had Australia guest. It wasn't Australia. Is it New Zealand? It's not.
Not New Zealand. Right. But see, I'm just going to think of fun facts. And of course, I think Lord of the Rings when you're talking about New Zealand and filming it there. Anyway, I won't take up too much time. So let's go here. Last guest before we push this off about 20 minutes. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry got back through. All right, Sherry, finish it off. What do we have?
I'm going to say Cuba.
Was it Cuba?
That would be really cool to get a gift from Cuba, but it wasn't Cuba.
It was not Cuba. Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Great participation. So give us still a little bit after 7:45, and we will give you all another chance. And it is a Win It Wednesday.
It's been a stumper three times yesterday, once today, and we got a great prize. Two tickets to the movie of your choice at MyCon Cinemas, of course, with theaters in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls on the line here.
Absolutely. So, 715-723-2555. We are looking for a country, Halvo.
Yes, we are, because at WIB Incorporated earlier this week, I was shown by our Sue Stewart, hey, look at the country we received a $100 gift from. And so far, people have been guessing, I don't know, close to 30 guesses so far, and nobody's come up with which nation on planet Earth it's from.
All right, so 715-723-2555 is the number to dial, 723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to win these tickets to MyCon Cinemas to see a movie of your choice in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. Again, WIB Incorporated, our giving goal, $25,000 during this October Connect Month, and a generous gift was received from a country other than the United States.
Yep.
What country was it?
It wasn't Mexico, it wasn't Canada, it wasn't the UK, and it wasn't a bunch of others. It wasn't Norway or Brazil, the Czech Republic, Turkey, New Zealand, or Cuba. But let us know your guess, 723-2555.
715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hi, this is Al from Tilden.
All right, Al, what do you think?
I'm going to say the country of Chad.
The country of Chad. Was it the country of Chad?
Let me just say, I was talking to a young lady yesterday who is going to Chad in January. I know Bethesda, whose services heard Sundays in the 11 o'clock hour on WIB. They're very involved and supportive with Chad. It wasn't Chad, though.
Wasn't Chad. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Al. Call back 715-723-2555. Let's try another caller here at 723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hey, Courtney, try again. Go ahead. What do you think?
I just lost it. I forgot what to do when I had the Bahamas.
The Bahamas. Was it the Bahamas?
It was not.
That's a good guess, though. I don't want to buzz that because it makes me think warm thoughts.
Sure.
Thank you, Courtney. Call back 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Good morning. It's Greg from Augusta. How about
Greg?
Japan?
Japan. Yeah, I've got somebody, an Eau Claire North alum, Troy Allen. I see he's over in Japan these days. It wasn't Japan.
Wasn't Japan. Beautiful country, though. Thank you, Greg from Augusta. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Again, WIB Incorporated recently got a gift from what country? We thought, hey, that's cool. And Halvo said, let's make it trivia. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
Go ahead, Sherry.
How about Ireland?
Was it Ireland? I feel like that was guessed before. It was. I'm looking back at the incorrect answers. So we won't buzz you, but we'll give you a bonus guess. How about that, Sherry? Go ahead.
How about Iceland?
I wonder if she's just looking at a list of countries in the I section.
Was it Iceland?
No, it was not.
But I got to say, more and more folks vacationing in Iceland
this last year.
Yeah, and they share their wonderful pictures.
Well, so. My little brother is a world traveler, and he's been there. He's been a lot of places.
Yeah.
He's been everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Okay, call back 715-723-2555. We got time for a few more here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, what do you think?
Jamaica.
Again, I will resist the urge to do an accent.
Another great place to go, especially the colder it gets here. It was not Jamaica.
Not Jamaica. Thank you, Courtney. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Good morning. What do you think?
How about Panama?
They have a canal there, I hear.
Yeah, and that was not Panama.
Not Panama. All right, let's do two more guesses here. Let's do two more guesses because, again, we love your participation here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Josiah from Withy.
Josiah, go ahead.
Is it Canada?
Let me check. That was guess. So go ahead. Bonus guess.
Can I do Egypt?
And you do Egypt, you certainly can, but is it correct?
That had not been guessed yet, but it was not Egypt.
Not Egypt. Thank you, Josiah.
The Chippewa County Board last night voted to continue the investigation into Sheriff Travis Hakes. There's no new information in the case, but some supervisors want to see if they can find something new. Hakes is facing criticism after the investigation found he sent sexually suggestive memes to a former 911 dispatcher. Hakes says he's done nothing wrong and says his political opponents are driving the investigation. Afterward, he told WEAU-TV,
I'm going to continue to move the office forward into the 21st century, and I'm going to continue to bring bold, fresh ideas to the office like I promised the voters, and we're going to continue to move forward.
Hakes says,
I'm grateful that the board made a motion to support the office because I continue to support the office. Sunday, I brought in snacks for everybody, and I continue to support our people because this is, you know, maybe trying on me, but it's super trying on our staff, and I greatly appreciate all of them individually.
WWIB. Well, you know, Caleb, a lot of us are stressed, and driving only adds to it.
And driving while stressed, that combination, not a winning one.
No. Half of those who are stressed blame other drivers. And here's what those drivers say they're stressed by. They're stressed by being tailgated.
Somebody, I can understand that.
Too close on your rear.
Other things that are stressing out drivers, poor driving decisions by other drivers. For instance, speeding.
Another stressor for drivers is bad roads, like potholes.
There's a thing, I know on my way to work, there's one specific section of road where there's always a pothole. And it's not terrible, but it's enough to make you just, like, you just grit your teeth and grimace if you accidentally run over. It's like, I know where it is, but I still ran over it. And you're just like, how much is that going to cost? So, yeah, don't like the potholes. Things that stress drivers, how about winding roads and blind spots?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you always see, like, the commercials for the really fast cars and they're going on some big winding mountain road. But I do think that could actually be stressful, sure.
Yeah. I love driving on 178, like, from Chippewa to Cornell. But, I mean, there's a lot of twisting and turning there. We're coming into this time of the season for this stressor, bad weather.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, I would say my biggest gripe against winter is icy roads.
Like, yeah.
I don't love cold, don't love snow. It's fine. But icy roads is the one thing that really, I mean, I'm just, yeah, we're just going to find out all the things that stress Caleb while he's driving.
I'm going to tell you, Michael passed, got his driver's license yesterday.
Way to go.
Got his license, but he passed his test. But I'm like, dude, from Africa, welcome to driving in Wisconsin winter.
Yes, yes. Things that stress us out while driving, passing cyclists on the road. And I get that, too. Again, they've got a right to be there. Let's be clear about that. They've got a right to be there. But still, you feel like, I just want to get past. Like,
right.
I don't want to be anywhere near them in case they hit a rock or something like that, take a spill. I mean, you just, you fear for their safety. Mm-hmm. And again, they're being fine. It's just, I don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, that's right. Another stressor is a lack of road lights.
Mm. Yeah, I, it's a story for everything. But I was following my wife home from the library last night after Cooper's Flag football game. And yeah, she called me. She's like, honey, your lights aren't on. I was like, oh, oh, yes.
All right.
And one more here. Sun in the eyes. Mm-hmm. I've experienced that before, too, where I'm like, I'm making a turn and I really kind of hope there's nothing coming from the other direction because I cannot see.
I know.
There
stressors.
You go.
But thank you to Cody Ender, who brought in some delicious homemade lemon poppy seed muffins today. His wife, Cassie, thank you to them for that. All right. Speaking of food, and how about this giant pumpkin, Caleb?
Yeah, so from just across the border. Now, I know it was at the ginormous pumpkin fest that they have in Altoona. And again, Ben Polzine from Down to Earth always grows a massive pumpkin. And I think our friend Brian from Oliva, friend of the show, also grows giant pumpkins. But a new world record has been set for the world's heaviest pumpkin, and it was from over there in Anoka, Minnesota, not too far away.
That's right. A guy by the name of Travis, a horticulture instructor, has made history by growing the heaviest pumpkin ever recorded.
Now, this is what's interesting. After we tell you the weight of this pumpkin, keep this in mind. He grew the heaviest pumpkin and somehow transported it to Half Moon Bay, California for the 50th World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off. So somehow this monster pumpkin, I don't even want to know what he paid in bag fees if he had to fly it out there.
2,749 pounds. That could be the number for the day. Wow.
His mammoth gourd, again, set a U.S. record last year. Well, actually, with a different one, he set a U.S. record, now the world record. This colossal pumpkin, he named it Michael Jordan. The best ever, the biggest ever.
Now, to achieve this, Travis provided his plants with extra care, including frequent watering up to 12 times a day and more generous feeding and fertilization.
His hard work paid off as he received a $30,000 prize for growing the largest pumpkin by weight and setting that world record.
Wow.
Congratulations again, Travis, horticulture instructor from Anoka, Minnesota. The world's heaviest pumpkin, the Michael Jordan.
Takes dedication.